Hi, this is Hannah Rubman at home in Edinburgh. Well, we've finally come to the end of a run of Ambition Roadshows, roadshows that have focused specifically on the arts, thinking about why digital development is important for the cultural sector and what digital developments are working for the arts sector. So thanks to all the team who've been on tour with Ambition, delivering events all over England since March this year. And thanks, of course, to over 1,200 arts professionals who attended the regional roadshows, over 700 of you, and now continuing that engagement online, discussing digital development, sharing tips and tricks through regional social networks. Visit getambition.com for links to your local network. The Ambition Roadshow's main message was that arts audiences are behaving differently because of the impact of new technology on our world. We've seen huge socioeconomic and cultural behaviour shifts. We're seeing these because of the impact of technology, and this has caused paradigm shifts in the way that all of us live, do business and communicate. And in response, arts organisations need to adapt, need to evolve their behaviour in order to keep being in relationship with audiences. We're seeing mega trends emerge like the experience economy. People want to attend live events, but they want to do more than just attend. Audiences want to personalise, participate, co-produce, create their own meaning. And it means that whilst wanting to attend and do more than attend, they also want the choice not to attend and yet still have a relationship and experience with arts organisations. So it sounds really complicated, but it also sounds at least three opportunities. And of course, people still want arts organisations to broker that relationship between them and art, but it has to be brokered conversationally, not as a dictation. And I guess one thing we can be sure of is that an audience with different expectations around their interaction with us as arts organisations means that our artistic practice, our operations, our business models will all be affected. So the Ambition Project's helped a number of arts organisations through this change journey, and the Ambition Roadshow shared those lessons. The learning is still available for everyone via video and multimedia resources on the getambition.com website, along with loads and loads of resources on digital development that you can use to help yourselves. So thanks very much to the many of you who joined Ambition's regional online social networks, where the conversations about how arts organisations make those changes are continuing. If you didn't manage to get along to a roadshow, don't worry. Follow the hash GetAmbition Twitter tag or follow us at GetAmbition on Twitter. You can still join your regional online social network. GetAmbition.com, our website, has links to all those regional networks. And finally, if you're interested in watching the Ambition Roadshow, which was the final event, a symposium called Do the Arts Speak Digital, which we produced with The Guardian and Arts Council London, and that was at Sadler's Wells in the middle of July 2009. Do visit artofdigitallondon.ning.com, where the live stream of the day is now available on demand. And of course, if you're London based, then do join the artofdigitallondon.ning.com social network. In particular, there's a group on there called IT Surgery. So for more information about how to follow up on training and learning and surgery session opportunities, then do go there. They're being provided locally for you by IT for Arts and Open Mute. So thanks very much for coming along to the roadshows. Stay engaged through these online communities. Follow us on Twitter at GetAmbition and find all the resources online, getambition.com. And we'll be continually adding to all those channels for the rest of this year. That's it from me for now. Thanks for listening.